From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. warplanes have bombed an Islamic State training camp in western Libya. The strike early Friday destroyed a building in the town of Sabratha, west of Tripoli, in a region where the extremist group is known to operate. At a Pentagon news briefing Friday, spokesman Peter Cook said the airstrike targeted senior figure Nourdin Shoshan, a Tunisian national and IS operative also known as Sabir.
We took this action against Sabir in the training camp after determining that both he and the ISIL fighters at these facilities were planning external attacks on U.S. and other Western interests in the region.
Cook said the airstrike was a clear demonstration of the U.S. military's commitment to go after Islamic State militants wherever they emerge and prevent the Islamic State from establishing new safe havens. Local officials said at least 40 people were killed. Western officials told the New York Times that more than 30 Islamic State recruits were among the dead. Uganda's main opposition leader, Kizza Besigye, was arrested for the second time in 2 days on Friday, as elections showed him running a distant second in the presidential poll to incumbent Yoweri Museveni. Witnesses say police took Besigye and other top party members from the Forum for Democratic Change away from their party headquarters in Kampala. Police had fired tear gas into the building as party leaders tried to hold a news conference to talk about alleged election fraud by authorities. Provisional results released by Uganda's Electoral Commission Friday show President Museveni leading with about 62% of the vote, followed by Besigye with 32%. This is VOA News.